this virus are shut down every damn comedy club from here to Boston and beyond.
Well, we're going to see tonight. What's going on? It's 8 o'clock. Is anything going on yet?
Where?
I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Lawmakers putting together a measure to deal with the economic impact of the coronavirus outbreak.
Negotiations on a coronavirus response in Congress will keep lawmakers here longer than scheduled. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has announced he has canceled the plan to recess for next week as the administration and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hammer out a package to deal with the economic fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic.
It has a free coronavirus testing, by and large, for almost everyone in the country.
The House Democrats' plan also includes 14 days of paid sick leave for workers and
I gotta argue over how much money they're gonna give you to
for students and families facing work
and
school closures.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The president's coronavirus task force held another meeting this afternoon to get an update on the number of cases and steps cities and towns are taking to stop the spread. Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health.
Right now, we have to start implementing both containment and mitigation. And what was done when you do mitigation, we've got to try as best as we can to distance ourselves from each other.
Think about it. You go to a bar, you meet a girl, you got to fucking squab her down first.
Couple days.
Would she swab you down with alcohol rubs?
The U.S. striking back at Iranian Shia fighters in response to a rocket attack that killed two U.S. service members near Baghdad.
We understand that there are airstrikes taking place in multiple locations.
And a virus.
Where Iranian-backed Shia militias have both warehouses as well as this is an effort to
isn't the world going to
disrupt their command
the world
control.
Snaps,
we understand it will be a proportional
a war and a virus
attack on the Taji base. Fox's Jennifer Burton, Pentagon. America is listening to Fox News.
Oh my God, she listen to Fox. Oh God, I think my brain just rotted.
Yeah, right,
I think my eye dropped.
From the Fox News Podcast Network. Living the Dream, hosted by Fox News Channel's Shannon Bream, sharing inspirational stories, personal
news, and insider perspective on why the fuck do you listen to these people?
Well, what do you want me to listen to? CNN?
Those better than Fox!
Idiots. Oh, come on, they're all idiots.
Fox? Are you brainwashed from Fox?
Idiots.
I know they, but why would you listen to Fox? I felt my brain drying. I think my ears.
All right, goodbye.
I was wet.
Goodbye.
From Fox News.
You want to take a ride or goodbye?
Nah, I'm going to go pump my brakes. Fox News, really?
Goodbye.
Really, Fox? Dude, keep Fox. You're a right winger. I can't believe you're a traitor, man. You was my boy.
Yeah.
Now you listen to the Fox.
I'm going this in here.
I don't want this. I'm out. I'm done. You're a Fox man. All right. See you later. Bye. Woo!
John, Steve.
Yeah, well, he wasn't at the fireside.
Not at Steve. Was it State Street?
He wasn't at fireside.
I didn't say fireside. Temple. Temple Street.
Oh, yeah, Temple's a nice place.
It looked like a rich place, too.
Yeah.
Said, Mark, you sure wanted me to drop off? Yeah, just drop me off here.
Oh, he's... Yeah, Mark down there and get him some high-class coochie. You know, he's... Mark is classy, man. What happened to you?
Mark's...
Classy.
He's not classy, bro. I'm going to tell you right now, between me and you.
I don't want to hear...
He moved.
I don't want to hear it. Right. I really don't.
All right.
I really don't, because Mark is classy. You know, he's cool.
Well, you know he bought the house with her, right?
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care about that. What I do care about is how the fuck are we going to get to our beers in 4 weeks?
I think the package stores will always be
They
open.
Said the only thing going to be open is the pharmacy and
package stores.
The supermarket has liquor.
Nah, the package stores will be open.
No, they won't.
Oh, yes, they
better be.
Oh, yes, they will.
And they should give us free weed.
Yeah. Free weed. We go up to Maine.
Come on, man. Do you know
we
people
go up gonna, to Vermont?
They won't even let us ride. No,
listen to me. She got a card. We go up to.
Who got a card?
Penny.
What?
No, not a card, but you could buy weed up in Vermont.
You're telling me Peggy go up to Vermont and she wouldn't.
Yeah, we got
say,
the edibles and
you get the edibles?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. You get the edibles?
Edibles and the the pot.
Man, they said those edibles get you fucked up.
Yeah, it's not like a high, but it's like a mellow high.
Yeah, I like that. Your mouth don't get dry, does it?
No, but it makes me sleepy.
But you know what gets me? Every time I get on stage, I can do my vape, right? For my nerves. Mouth never
gets
dry.
Yeah, but you're used to smoking pot. See, I couldn't do that.
No, but listen. The minute I get ready to go on stage, my mouth dries up like a fucking piece of sandpaper.
Well, then bring your glass.
I bring a glass of water. I'm still going. Then all of a sudden it breaks, and then I'm talking shit to everybody. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, Michelle says my nerves. I'm like, nah, it can't be my nerves, is it?
Nah, you're so fucked up before you go on stage. What the fuck you bullshit? You're back there drinking fucking tequila sunrises. Iced teas.
I don't drink no fucking tequila sunrise.
Iced teas.
I drink fucking Long Island iced teas.
You did two or three of those and you're fucking out of your mind. Plus, you've been puffing all night long on the train before you got there. Oh, you bullshit.
Hey, man, I don't puff on the train. Don't insult me like that. I puff during going to the train and then I ride and puff when I get off the train. Going
and
to
by
the
time you get there, you're fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Exactly.
Ready to eat up everything and
that's
got.
Right.
Oh, man. I can't believe they closed down Broadway, man. Yeah. Everything's closed. Oh, Sassy. Oh, I was going to tell you. Sassy is in Witching. The play, the Broadway play, Witching. I was going to tell you, your girlfriend's in Witching.
What is Witching? I don't even know.
It fit Sassy pretty well. My precious ass. Because she plays a witch. She plays a witch. You remember, the Witching is a story about the Wizard of Oz. But it's told through the eyes. The story is through the eyes of the evil witch.
Okay.
Well, she wasn't so evil, but the good witch took her man and the bitch became evil. You know how that shit goes. Answer your phone.
Hello? Hello? Hi. It's not ibuprofen, Ma. It's Tylenol. Yes, it is. I gave you 4 pills the other night. Did you go through them? Why do you call me when I come back home? No, it's not. Never mind. We have Tylenol upstairs. It's Tylenol. It's an aftermarket Tylenol.
That shit sucks.
It's still Tylenol.
Nah.
You want extra strength Tylenol? I can go get you that.
Shit.
Okay. No.
Let me talk to Mom.
No.
Hey, Ma. How you doing? You're doing lousy. What's wrong? Huh? You still having that pain? Wait a minute. In your breast or in your butt? What'd you say? Oh, they did that biopsy, right? Yeah. Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, Mom. Steve's going to get you some extra strength. The real Tylenol. Because that other stuff, you're going to have to take more. It seems like you're not getting high. Because look at the bottle. Probably came from China. You know.
God, all right, give me the phone. You're an idiot.
Love you too, Mom. Bye-bye. Yeah, he's going to get that Tylenol for you.
I want to talk to her. So.
She hanging up. She mad at you. You wouldn't go get her after strength. You wouldn't got her some knockoff damn Tylenol.
I didn't get her knockoff shit.
How cheap it's are still... you? That's your mother, man.
Get out of here. Get out of here. All I've been doing is driving around like a fucking idiot. This woman will not leave me alone. And they want me to get a job? They're out of their fucking mind.
How you gonna get a job, man? You gonna be hanging with me?
I'm just being honest with you.
Come on, Steve. Say that
they're
job.
They're out of their fucking mind.
Hey, that's life.
No, I got no problem with that.
You
This is the cold show. This is the cold show. Cold show. Yeah. That get you, man.
It doesn't get me. It doesn't get me.
You are her only son.
It doesn't get me, Ricky.
Pays her attention.
Ricky, it doesn't get me.
You know, think about it. You went down to Florida, man.
Ricky, it doesn't get me. Trust me.
Well, let it go.
There's nothing to let go. I'm just going to let her know. Do you want to make a list before I leave? Because I'm not going out again. I haven't been in this car since 10 o'clock this morning.
You know, you sound like my wife.
Come on, Rick. Oh. All right, so I'm get it. Why? Mike Pompeo is the worstest of the worst Secretary of States.
They're all the worst of the worst.
I mean, they're the worst of the
Who
worst.
Who in this administration isn't?
I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. Especially right now where I see that they're shutting down the state. Schools are closing.
Yeah.
You know, they got rid of Mart Madness. Now it's just madness. it seemed like they don't know how long this is going to be until...
Oh, look. Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I mean, they think, oh, well, okay, shut it down for a few weeks and you're done.
No, man. They're talking about 4 weeks. They're talking about 4 weeks.
Right. Well, that's what I mean.
4 weeks is a long time. People got to...
But what do you do if this shit doesn't stop? What do you do if it explodes? You know? That the nation is enjoying a full... I don't know. Hopefully, they're doing the right thing.
Well, I really don't know. I really don't know what to say about it.
Colleges are closing down. Everybody
colleges,
home.
Yeah. Colleges are gone. You know, and believe it or not, doing comedy, we can't even go. I don't want to even go to New York right now or go on the road and do anything because, you know, I feel sorry for the comedians. I said it earlier. I really feel sorry for him, man. Uh-huh. Because, you know, you're out on the road trying to make a living.
You know how much this is going to drag?
Man, matter of fact...
Actually, not only this country, but the world down.
This is where war starts.
This is getting...
This is how when World War... You remember when World War
One? Well, actually... Including the 2017 Tax this is what Cuts ended and Jobs World War One.
Uh-huh. The overturning
of regulations... Because they were all fighting, all these people were dying, all shit. And all of a sudden, more people started dying of the fucking flu they had going around than fucking were dying in the war and shit.
Yeah.
They were like... These countries started to look like, holy shit, we're running out of all our fucking people and the fucking year, and guy, I mean, you know, it would just go through the fucking, China, you know, trenches and stuff like that, like wildfire, you know. These guys are all living in close quarters and all that shit, you know. Trump came to the so of it's basically what ended World War One. Once they got hit with that fucking flu shit, they just kind of lost their will to fight everybody. They were like, okay, peace treaty time. And that's basically what ended World War One, though, was the horrible flu they had going around. Known for paying workers
decent wages and benefits. I can't believe the way right now people who work a regular 9-to-5. It's going to be hard because now they're talking about giving tax breaks to the billionaires and talking about no, they don't need another tax break. Them tax breaks are getting intoxicating to them. But what I'm saying is they also said, okay, and for the working class,
Oh, well, you get a tax. Oh, we give you a tax. What were they looking for? Refund? Or not a refund, credit or some mess like that. So that means, what about paying their bills? What about getting relief on the utility bills, cable bills, car notes, whatever? Because these people got
to
pay bills.
Work all this time because,
4 weeks is a long time for somebody who, you know, he shut down the government one time just acting stupid.
Well, like I say, what do you do if during those 4 weeks things get worse?
He's going to have to get people unemployment insurance. He's going to have to. But you know, believe it or not, I was listening to Hannity earlier today. Do you know they still talking stupid propaganda, blaming the Democrats for this?
Of course.
I mean, come on, is people that stupid?
It's a Democratic virus, you know?
Oh, it's the Democrats. Oh, they don't want Trump to win a second term. I don't think the world wants Trump to get a second term. Come on.
Really?
This guy is bad. Putin hit the home run with this guy. Come on.
This is insane.
This is crazy. You know, I never seen nothing like this in my life.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, never.
Ever since I saw him come down the fucking elevator, that's hilarious.
You knew it was trouble right away, right?
But I mean, I really didn't think he had a snowball chance of hell of getting in there, you know?
I didn't either, but
obviously. I was surprised he got the nomination, and just looking at the way he took the nomination.
Well, the media gave him 100% coverage, free press.
Just from what was known about the guy at the time, basically, you know?
Racism took over.
They knew he was a total fucking crud.
And they knew he was stupid, but they wanted some.
Based
you know what
on that, why didn't they just stop him from running? I mean, they got this fucking law that you can't interfere with a campaign. So once he came out with his campaign, nobody could look into him and shit like that.
But you know what gets me?
You know that?
Yeah. He did it to cover his ass.
Right.
But what gets me is they going after Bernie Sanders, calling him everything in the book. And Bernie about ready to give it up. But yet, you look at the media as a whole, and I'm like, yo, dudes, y'all did this to this country. You knew that guy wasn't qualified to even drive a cab, and you've made him president of the United States. And all he can do is sign his name to bills that he don't even know what he's signing. You know, that's what kills me. And I'm looking at this guy trying to explain. Today, the foreign leader from Scotland had to explain American policy to the press because the president was too stupid to explain it in a press conference. Come on, man. This is ridiculous. And Mike Pence walking around today on the media, going from media platform to another media platform, all he was doing was making excuses for Donald Trump. Well, the Lord Trump. I'm looking at this dude. Dude, people's lives are being stopped, interrupted, you know, and food shortage is going to happen, and people are going to get pissed off. You know what I'm saying? You ain't seen nothing yet. Let this go past 4 weeks. They might give you 2 weeks, but that third week going to be hell on earth. Come on, man. Bills going to start coming in, and now they're behind on their bills. And oh, my God. Government better write some checks.
Was that the beef with the
administration? And I just think that's a terrible way to apply the best science.
It was passing the budget.
Scientific decision.
Uh-huh.
When the medical decision,
you know,
shouldn't
none
be
of the federal employees are getting
capitalism.
Paid and all that shit.
Yeah.
What we're seeing also
if he thinks that was hell.
Uh-huh.
Press conference is that
wait till this hits.
Woo!
He goes,
not so bad.
Let's face it.
Uh-huh. So much, and it's going to go away when really what we should be doing is giving people information that will allow us.
Man, we ain't seen nothing yet. This country had it so easy. And you have people over there, over in Syria right now, trying to get out of Syria, and the virus is over there killing people in camps, and our media don't even mention it. All we worried about is Joe Biden stable enough to debate Bernie Sanders with no audience. Come on, give me a break. You know, they shouldn't even have a debate. Bernie should just give it to Joe and let Joe go in there and mumble in front of Trump when
it
happens.
That's the thing. I mean, you know, a lot of what Sanders and Elizabeth Warren had.
They had egos, man.
Interesting stuff. But
it's, greed ain't going to let it work.
It's a tough sale. I mean, as far as being the compromise, like, you know, the guy, even some Republicans might vote for
Well, you know what? You got to think about this, though. I bet you that health care law, Medicaid for all, going to pass. Medicaid for all going to pass after this.
Makes the most sense, you know?
Yeah, because you remember Trump actually fighting Obama health care law in the Supreme Court. They were trying to dismantle it. Oh, this right here, this virus, and the medical bills that people are going to inherit, that's where they're going to be caught behind the eight ball, because Trump is a stupid fool, and the Republicans showing the world who they really are.
And
so
that's actually a good talking point for Bernie, actually.
Well, Bernie was telling everybody we need health care. This is perfect example right here.
Not just those. Everybody in the country should have health care.
Right.
That's how you... Because,
you know what
I mean? You got people, like me. If I come down sick, I can't afford it.
Right. So they got to go. And they got to get these tests out for free. They cannot charge people. Or they got Quest Labs. I'm like, yo, out of all of these labs out here, you telling me you're going to use two labs? We got government labs and our tax money done paid for it. All they worried about is just free market crap. And by Monday, we're not going to have an economy because stock market is going to completely fail. Do you remember like 08 it happened? This one is going to go down. And they put Band-Aids on the stock market. And then they put Trump in the White House. He rips the Band-Aids off. And look what we got now. Oh, the economy is doing great. He was taking credit for something that he didn't fix. Now he can't fix it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And what kills me, the Feds cannot cut interest rates no lower. They're done.
That's it. They already had them, cut to the bone. I mean,
right? What, they come up with 0.5% cut? Come on, man. Just stop bullcrapping people. You just say the shit is for free. All the money's free now.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Come on. Stop bullcrapping people. Well, this is what they wanted, man. This is how it looks when we let corporate interests take over our government and we let Wall Street,
remember, it's free to the banks. You'll still be paying interest.
Well, yeah, of course. They're going to get free because the bankers are crooks. This is how democracy dies. This is how the country dies, man.
What is it, girl?
When the baby's back over here?
Come to help us?
I fit under it pretty good.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, up on the stands, you can't even reach it.
Hey, I'll be back out.
Yep.